So I always do, or what I'm going to start doing is just cold open so we can just chat about
Great.
whatever and then
Fantastic.
we'll find out. Oh no, are you doing the
Fun.
voice?
I'm doing Welcome back to KCRW. It's such podcast, isn't it? And so
It's
my
like
favorite is
it.
this, and you're like, ah, that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare.
What podcast do you actually like listen to?
There's a couple I listen to. There's this new one by Dan Carlisle, and now I'm gonna frack up the name so viciously. It's a history one, and it's like he dives super deep into history, but it's actually really fun. Where it's like, remember when you'd like be in school and you'd be kind of getting like the snippets, but you'd have to go home and read, and no one fucking goes home and reads. Like, no one does that. No one does. So then you come back and be like, wait, George Washington, how did he get there? But this one is really good, and I can't remember what it's something history. I'll probably have to look on my phone and see, but it's really great. And then I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts. My friends have a lot of good podcasts too, actually. Two of my girlfriends, they have one called We Should Have a Podcast. And it's just these two, like, wonderful, and they're both hysterical, and they talk about everything, and they're really funny, and they're very entertaining, and I find myself listening to it constantly. And so there's that, and there's a lot of other ones, but a big one is the Pub Quiz. I told you about that one.
What is
It's
that?
a trivia podcast, and it's this one guy, I'm sure that he's very like the hello, welcome back to Pod
Oh, that
Quiz.
guy.
Yeah, that guy. And it's so
That
good.
was
It's
amazing because you
so
did the voice and then you actually put it on and I was like,
No, it's the
what?
same voice. He's
This a
like, hello,
guy?
welcome back to Pod Quiz 554. And I'm sure he just like makes it every week for himself, and it's very entertaining, but it's hilarious, and I love it. And it's also trivia, so I love trivia stuff where I'm like, oh, I play Jeopardy constantly. I'm not good at it ever. I'm always like Titicaca, and they're like, no, not that's not even close. I'm like, okay, you got
Well,
it.
one of my favorite ones, or because this is like the bringing back of the podcast. One of my favorite ones was with you because we talked about your heart, we talked about all that, but it
Oh
was
yeah.
also at the like it was at the same time as SourceFed was originally coming out, and it kind of explained why I was so horrified that you were in that one video where they decided to scare you
Oh yeah.
because I was like, you could have killed
He's a
Lee,
killer.
you can't just do
I can
that.
handle scares. But no, actually, no, well, it is. I was terrified, but I always like making people feel bad. I'll do it to Delman constantly where I'll like fake die and he hates it so much. But
You
I find it.
fake
I'll do like where
die?
I'll be like, Rubble!
You
And he'll
can't
be like,
do that.
I know, I'm gonna be the girl like Quiet Wolf. I'm gonna die one day. And he's gonna be like, fucker, get up.
Oh
But
yeah. Oh yeah, I get
I
it.
told you not to do that. He falls for it every
Oh,
time,
that's
though.
gonna be a sad scene in a
I
movie.
know, right? I'll tell him to put
No,
it in there.
no, stop
Step,
being a t
step,
stop being a
no. Oh, that's so Fox and the Hound. But yeah, but no, I can handle scares pretty good. But certain other things too, I realize that I'm like, oh, I can't do that. Like I'll be
Like
like,
what?
oh, I couldn't do that. Like when we were traveling, there was like a lot of running and catching up with stuff, and it was like not only am I 5 feet tall, my leg span is just not there. Like it's just
Yeah.
not a capable thing. Like I'm like, I can't move past this, you know? But I was like running, and I was like, oh, I can't do this like so intensely. Like everyone else was like, we're running for like 4 hours, and I was like, no, I'm gonna have to sit this one out.
Well,
So
where did you travel to?
we went, oh, everywhere. We went, I kind of talked about it a little bit on the SF podcast, but we went to Siggeshwar, we went to Budapest, Prague, Munich, Amsterdam, Stockholm, London, Edinburgh. We went all over,
See, because
and
I
it
feel
was
like places
super
like
dope.
Prague and places like that, they're like built for you,
Yes.
right?
Yeah.
Because it's like if Lee, you were like the regular size of a
Yeah.
person 100 years
Yeah, right? And so they're
ago.
like, hello, how are you? I'm crawling up. No, and it was just like things of like getting to a plane that you're just like, oh shit, and you're like running, those types of things. Like it was always like, oh, we went to the completely wrong place to catch our bus. Great. Back across the city. And so like those things where you have like, and I realized because I kept being like, my backpack's so heavy to Dell. And I was like, it's so heavy. And he was like, his is way bigger than mine. And then we ended up like weighing him at the end, and mine weighed like 10 pounds more than his somehow. And he was just kept being like, oh, I guess your backpack was really heavy. Like he felt bad because he kept being like, come on, you're being a baby about it. And I'm carrying like 40 pounds on my back.
Is that
Like
what it was?
it was 30 something.
That's
It was
insane.
insane. And I don't know how it got to that point. And we didn't even get like souvenirs, but I was like, well, if it can all fit in this little backpack, then it can't be that heavy. And then I was like, no, it's definitely very heavy. You're carrying a small child on your back.
I'm such a westernized bitch because when we traveled, when I would see a Starbucks, my eyes would just like,
Really?
oh. Yes, if I saw that, if I saw that, I don't even like McDonald's. If I saw McDonald's, I was like, oh, okay, like a sense of normalcy. Where am I? Like, where are my overweight heathens at? Where are we at?
You needed it.
Yes.
No.
Because just otherwise, I remember I freaked out in Berlin because I couldn't find any place that had eggs for breakfast. It was just like, it was just deli meats.
You had
meats.
To have eggs?
It was just deli meats and bread and jellies. And at that point, I had been eating like crap. So my stomach essentially just turning into a brick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I just really, I wanted some eggs and bacon. And everyone I asked about that looked at me like I was a fucking crazy person.
Because you were a crazy person in that world.
Like,
that'd
why?
Be like someone coming here and be like, where are your cats and hangers? Like,
what? Cats and hangers?
I don't know.
Are you performing illegal cat abortions?
Oh, no. Poor kitty cats.
Poor kitty cats.
Stay new to your pets, folks. But, no, there was weird things that, like, I'm sure. And I just decided to give in because I'd be like, all right, I'm going to eat this and we'll find out later what it is. Mm. Like, it's so, because you can't know beforehand. If you know beforehand, you're like, brr. Like, I get really queasy about that kind of stuff. Del's the opposite. I think he could eat, like, if they'd be like, oh, this is cow turd, he'd be like, fantastic. Like, is it a delicacy? Great. But I would, like, have to dive in then and be like, okay, what did I just eat? And
right.
Be like, oh, sheep intestine. And I'd be like, okay, great.
How long were you out there?
Month.
Were you,
full
near,
month.
Near the end, were you kind of like,
I'm
good?
I was ready to go back, but I also, there's a weird part that I'd never experienced where I was like, I could just move to Prague, become a baker, and just give it all up. Like, there's a weird disconnect in your brain that you forget that there's a completely different world out there, that they don't know who you are, they don't give a shit who you are, they don't care that you want to be an actor. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's things that it's like, they don't care. Like, the world is huge and it doesn't care about you, which is a beautiful freeing thing in a weird way that you're just like, oh, I don't matter? Great. Fantastic. Like,
it's sad, but it does
take
a lot of pressure off.
It takes a lot of pressure off. Like, I feel the same way when I go to weird nature places where it's just like, oh, this was all here before you were here. It'll be here after you're gone. Like, you don't matter in this world. Quit complaining that your agent hasn't called you back. You know, like, there's things where it's like, oh, my Instagram didn't get many likes. So, like, no one gives a shit. Like, the world goes on without you.
Here, just answer. It's my wife.
It's your wife. Phil DeFranco's phone. This is Lee Newton. Hi, Lynn. How are you? Oh, I'm not at the back door, but we can send someone to be at the back door.
Oh, thank you, James.
Oh, James is going to get the back door. Okay, hey. See you soon.
James, you leave my wife's back door alone.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that
no.
You just did it. Oh, look at that baby.
The baby.
I like that you did him looking off in the distance at Bubble Guppies, more than likely.
Yes.
Is it Bubble Guppies?
Oh, it's either Bubble Guppies or Paw Patrol.
Dude, it's also a weird thing. Like, I watch it with my niece, certain things, and I'm like, this is so dumb. And then, like, 2 minutes in, I'm like, wait, why can't they find it? Like,
Lindsay,
it becomes a problem.
Lindsay gets angry because if I'm in a bad mood, I will dissect episodes.
Yeah, you can.
I'm like, oh, really? Oh, there's going to be an episode where they're learning how to bake, but they mix it with baseball. So at first base, they're mixing cupcakes. It doesn't make any sense.
No, you can't do that, though, like, at all. There's other certain ones where I'm like, that dog's voice wouldn't be that way. And then you're like, nah, it would, because they made it that way. And it's for a 4-year-old, you moron. But also, there's things that I can't handle, like Wiggles. Can't do Wiggles.
That's
so creepy to me.
Here's the thing. If you're watching the video one, yellow Wiggle now, hot.
Really?
It's a girl.
Hmm.
Yellow girl Wiggle. Whoo! Whoo!
Wow, who knew?
Oh my gosh. But then, if you look at the other Wiggles, so many creepy dudes.
Dude, it's weird dudes.
Dudes. The main guy... So when I was looking into the yellow Wiggle, I found out just a lot of information about the Wiggles.
Oh, no.
The main guy...
When I was looking into the yellow Wiggle, trying to make it not sound as creepy as it possibly
Well, I wanted to see if it was like the guy that did Blue's Clues. Because,
oh, yeah,
because
he had like twisted stuff, right?
Yeah, twisted, but he was also... There was two of them. I know one had like a crazy rock career.
Yeah, yeah. Can't be that
guy.
So
I was interested. I was like, maybe this girl, like, maybe she at some point maybe was a glamour model.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Something.
Maybe she was.
Everything... The Wiggles scrubbed the internet
they
of her.
Scrubbed it
That's
hard.
Totally what happened. No, she was probably, maybe she's.
No,
not
they
a creepo.
Scrubbed it for sure. Are you kidding? They scrub everyone's. They're like,
gotta
we can't let it
there's
know.
There's got to be one of the yellow Wiggle just
everyone's
doing a huge
done
line of
stuff
coke,
in their life
like,
where Yeah, like I've done stuff in my life that would make me not allowed to be a wiggle. Like, you know what I mean? Everyone yeah. has. Like, yeah. if you're a person in your life where it's like, you could easily be a wiggle. I don't think we're friends. I don't think we'd be friends.
I feel like you need to have done less than if you were going to run for president.
Yes, because, 100%.
Because at least when you're president, you're just making big decisions. You're not around people's kids.
Yeah, you're not being like, hello, little girl. You're not influencing this with scripts, weird scripts. It doesn't matter. But yeah, you can't.
Oh,
you
but have so have with the Wiggles, they all kind of owned the company.
Oh.
And then there was one that they called, apparently, like inside, they called him the rented Wiggle or the part-time Wiggle because he replaced one of the other guys and he got a measly salary of $250,000 a year.
Oh, what a...
Because when one of the guys sold his shares, it was like 10 plus million.
There's so much Wiggle money.
Yeah, so much Wiggle money.
Oh my God.
That's why I was like, I need to get...
You gotta get a Wiggle. You gotta get a Wiggle time. No, but that's how it happens, though. Those things get so big that it's just like, and they create them, and it's like gigantic. $10 million to be a Wiggle?
And then every now and then when you watch on Netflix for the Wiggles, they show the live events. To me, that's the creepiest thing.
That is the creepiest
just
thing.
Just tons of children like, yay! And you know there are Wiggles groupies. Like,
yeah.
Wiggle
oh,
groupies.
Yeah.
Like,
that are like, fuck blue.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to get that Wiggle dick.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to get that Wiggle dick. Like, no, and he has weird things.
And
that
how
he
many? Yeah,
into.
And how many moms did he has he plowed through?
I'm sure. But also, like, the weirder beyond the, like, you go to the Wiggle live events is that they're like, oh, we can't go there on Friday. We have a Wiggle live. Like, we have to go to Wiggles live. Like, I don't know if I ever want to be that in my life where I'm like, I have to go to Wiggles live. I'm so sorry. We're all booked up. We're at Wiggles live.
I need to watch three middle-aged men dance and also one woman dance, if possible.
Okay, that's great. Our date night. It's a Wiggles live.
Oh, that's okay. What I will say with having a kid, well, being married, kid. It is so pathetic what I get excited about.
Yeah.
I get excited about going to a matinee by myself. to me, I have...
It's
Tuesday when we're recording
this.
You're
a 56-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
Your Epsom salt bath. And you.
I was like, I've had one of
Epsom
those recently.
Salt bath, and then I get to go to a matinee.
You have no idea.
I'm sure.
I just want to give myself a bath, go see a movie by myself.
Oh, no. Where's your white wine?
I know that I'm going to be the dad that takes his kids to the movies when they're like 8, 10, and just passes
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be the sleep dad.
Sleep dad.
Oh my God, my dad was a sleep dad for sure. Yeah. And also we'd have like weird, like we'd have like father-daughter dates, but it would also be like, he'd be like wanting to eat really bad shit. So that's what he would do.
Okay.
Like he'd be like, oh, we're going to go eat pizza because mom wouldn't let us eat pizza. She'd be like, I'm going to go eat pizza. And he'd just be like, I think this is just an excuse for you to eat weird random things and be like, that's a daughter-daughter date. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what
he
it's going to be.
He just forgets you're there.
You forget, yeah, he's burger. Having a totally different conversation. I'm like, I'm here. All right, you got it. Have a great time. That's what it is though now. You have to go see The Good Dinosaur for your date night.
Well, he's not at a point where he comes with us.
Oh, thank God.
But I'm also excited.
See, but
so
you
we're
like,
testing.
Like, did you see Inside Out? Were you like super on board with it?
I saw Inside Out by myself.
See?
And I cried
You're a
in the
dad.
Theater like four times. Is that
You're
what it is
dad.
To be a dad to go see Inside Out by myself? Because I've done
That's
that since
move.
I was 18.
That's true. But also, like, you were stoked about Inside Out. I will say about Inside Out, I loved it. I found it very cool and very fun. But also, like, the kid, I was like, sorry, you had to move to a brownstone in the most expensive city in California. No, no, your hockey team. Like, there are children starving. Like, where's that Inside Out where it's like, oh, sadness? Yeah, she's been here the entire time. Like, joy never took over.
I had this big moment by myself of, wow, how are they going to make sadness into a character that has any value whatsoever? And then near the end, I was like, sadness is needed so we know how good everything is.
I mean, it's a great film, but I kept like afterwards analyzing it and being like, grow up. Like, that is not the saddest thing in the world. Like, oh no, like my imagination gets destroyed because I had to move.
Where's the alternate version where they never get back and she's just a broken human being and like, she kills everybody?
Yeah, exactly. Or where's the alternate version where it's like, oh, dad's not here, mom's out again. Like, where's that? Where's like, where's that one? Like, very hardcore.
During the outro sequence when they're going into everyone's Inside Out stuff, it goes to a kid who can't eat.
Who can't?
They're just all like,
sorry, I'm starving. Hunger is the biggest character in my brain.
I remember when I was happy. I could eat.
I could eat. Oh, I feel like an asshole for killing off Bing Bong. Sorry, spoiler.
Bing Bong. Oh.
I did, though, as after
there's
I saw
some that. Shit in, like, there's some in heavy Pixar shit. Movies.
Oh, yeah.
He killed himself for the greater good.
For the greater good. Or like Up, where it's like, oh, I'm sorry, did we just silently learn that she's barren and can't have children? Like, do we just, through pictures, learn about, like, fertility issues? It's devastating. They're really good at that kind of stuff, though.
I'm just having fertility issues, and I think that's probably the saddest Pixar.
Yes, it's like 4 minutes in the beginning where just you're like, punching bye, the heart. Just tears, tears wiping from, and everyone, there's not anyone in the whole entire thing that was like, like, no one's like, stupid. Not a big deal.
See, but also for Inside Out, I was crying at the stupid volcano thing in the beginning. I made a whole video about it.
I know. I get it. He just wanted someone to lava.
I thought it was going to end where all of a sudden she's up there and she has her back to him and he's drowning. I was like, is this what the fuck? Is this what the show
they
is?
They would, too. They'd be like, heartstrings, ping. They would do that. Those maniacal assholes.
And then they just magicked them together.
Yeah. Oh.
But then also, where's the version where you go 200 years and they're like, I hate you.
Yeah. Where is that one?
I have stared at you for 200 years
straight. We can't move away from each other.
And you're always like,
yeah, keep complaining about all the boats rowing up on your shore. Like, if I have to hear one more time about how it's raining on you and not me. See, that's what it is.
Yes.
Welcome to marriage, guys.
That's why all the like Cinderella stories, they end.
They do.
Because no one wants to turn that other page of then she finds out she's barren.
Well, and also, yeah, then she finds out she's barren. Or like the weird thing where it's like, I'm sorry, you didn't remember my face? Like, we met, you thought I was amazing, but, like, you were trying it on different people on their foot because you don't remotely remember what I looked like. Like, that's horrible.
I drank too much.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's insane.
I know I had a good time and you
I
had
never
this
understood
shoe.
That where I was like, no. He's got to know it's not a redhead. Like, at least he's like, oh, take all the redheads out because it's a blonde.
He suffers from face blindness.
He's face blindness.
Oh, my God. That's what it is. They
Which
never
you don't
want to
be
it.
With that person because he's like, I think you're attractive. I hope you are. I think you're amazing. Maybe. I just never understood that. I was like, well, obviously it's not Drizella or any of that girl because they don't remotely look like her. I wouldn't be like, found this shoe. Yeah, I'll try it on every different person ever.
How many like rooms do you think that he searched for her in before he was like, just fucking whoever the
yeah,
shoe
it's just
fits.
Fine, whoever the shoe fits. I got to get married by tomorrow. I'm a rampant homosexual.
He just doesn't care. He's like, whatever.
He's like, it's fine. You can tell by my pants that I love men.
But
like,
it's romantic. But no, it's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But that's what I always loved is that I was like, I don't know what she looks like. Doesn't know at all.
I never thought of that.
Just try it on.
Here's the thing.
Here's
I
the
hate
foot.
Myself for never thinking, why does anyone
wait
have
a
face?
Minute. Wait a minute. Everyone
oh,
in
no.
the nation.
I'm also the fucking person that doesn't realize Clark Kent is Superman.
You did. Wait a minute. Hold on. See, that's the thing.
Wait. Yeah.
If you wear glasses, I still know it's you.
But he doesn't have the S on his chest.
And his middle parts
and
his
also,
hair. Okay, I get it.
Clark's kind of a pussy.
Yeah, he's kind
just
of
a huge
Well, that
pussy.
Can't be him. He's a giant pussy.
Where's that conversation?
Just love him. It's like,
Clark's a
wait,
pussy.
Does anyone else see your resemblance? Nah, Clark's a giant pussy. Nah, he's not Superman. He's a bitch. That's so stupid. I do love how that happened, though. You're like, be like anything else, like anything besides suits and glasses. Mm-hmm. Like maybe he puts on a wig or like his hair changes color, but no? All right, cool.
Glasses.
Good stuff. It's just like with Batman. I'm like, I feel like if you wore a Batman outfit, I'd be like, Phil, take off that Batman outfit. I wouldn't be like, who is that guy?
Well, I feel like especially the last, well, it sounds like this Batman and then the last one.
Yeah.
Just really overreacting with the voice.
The voice.
Like, do you think anyone's
so
like, Batman, we get it.
I wanted to, like, cut to where it was like, it turns out you suffer from vocal notes. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, he's like, you've been really tearing up your larynx trying to put on a voice for just probably countless hours a night. I'm suggesting voice rest is what I'm suggesting. He's like, sorry, this hurts. I'll take a lozenge if you have it. I'm just blasting holes in everything. Look, Pixar, you suck. Cinderella, no one gets it. Face blindness. I do like videos.
Welcome
to a cynic just ruining it all. I'm like, stupid. You're stupid.
Have you seen this new show, Adam Ruins Everything?
Yes, I have. It's fantastic.
True TV, I guess because there was nothing else to get, has fully embraced online creators.
Yes.
And Billy really on the smartly Street's too, fucking yeah. amazing. I mean, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
Seeing Eichner also in, is it not Horrible People? Oh, he has a Hulu show.
Oh, no, I can't remember it. Is it Casual? It's not Casual.
No. You're talking about Catastrophe, yeah. which is the other guy.
Yes. No, that's Rob Delaney.
Yeah.
And then there's like another one. Well, there's one on Hulu called Casual, and it's really great. And I can't remember which one he has, but I have seen
I think
Adam
it's Horrible
Ruins
People.
Everything. Horrible People.
I'm going to go with that. It's called, yeah? So it's Horrible
Google
People.
Google it, James did.
He's like, I got it.
Fantastic. Horrible People. Great.
But so that, and then, yeah.
Adam Ruins Everything.
Oh, and Fine Bros, and then Adam Ruins Everything.
Yeah, I think they're smart in the sense that they like are like, here's a really great content. Mm-hmm. It's really great, and we can use it, and it's wonderful. Because Adam Ruins Everything has been on for a very long time.
Right.
But I loved his dog one, where it was like, oh, this dog shouldn't be dogs. Like, he like dissected like mm-hmm. whether or not the English Bulldog should even exist. And it's like, no, like someone created this thing in a lab and he can't run, he can't walk, he can barely breathe. Like, you're an asshole. Like,
But my favorite thing about it is, well, I mean, one, it's just a great show. But yeah. two, everyone in it is kind of you. Because when he did his video first on College Humor, but then also on TV about diamonds, I was like, yes, I know I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
I know I purchased into something that is going to have fucking no resale yes. value because I saw a shit ton of commercials yeah. and it's been fed into me and everyone else.
It's such a, and then even when you realize it, it's like such a crazy thing to be like, oh, like it's just the blood diamond and all that. And you're like, I don't want to ever think about it ever. I don't know. I'm a big proprietor of like, just find something and put it on a finger and run.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I mean, in the sense of, like, the diamonds terrify me in general because I've seen blood diamond and because I've seen so many other different things that you're just like, no matter what, you're going to spend so much money. Mm-hmm. And then, two, like, you don't know where it came from. That always freaks me out.
That part I don't care about.
You don't care about? You don't care about a tiny 8-year-old child being like, here's your diamond, shot in the face.
It's so, oh my God. It's so separated. Because you could say that about your clothes, you could say that about
I'm
your shoes.
Sure. See, that's the problem, is that like when you actually
you're
start to dive down
in
that
blood.
I'm covered
you're
in
driving
blood.
Through
I am.
Blood.
Like my Hyundai, I don't know how many hands got lost on that thing. You know, like there's
but that's,
so many
that's
different
the thing
things.
Is everything's fucked. Every day there's an article about how if you're vegan or whatever, you have a bigger carbon
like,
footprint
and also
so
like
you're ruining
quinoa.
Everything.
Quinoa apparently like ruined like an entire tribe's food source.
Yeah.
So assholes could be like, it's actually it's a seed and it's really great. Like, it's a weird thing. So when you start diving into everything, you're like, I don't want to.
That's the thing is everything's garbage. Even with the Adam Ruins Everything.
We should rename this podcast Everything's Garbage.
Everything's Garbage with Philip DeFranco. I think that's good. It's early enough in
it's
the game.
It's early enough.
It's
there you go. Everything's Garbage.
but it's going to take an upward swing after this.
I know. Sure. Because
you're making me think. Making me think of everything wrong in the world. You're,
I'm so sorry.
You're pairing
there's positives.
Perfectly.
There's positives. I'm
you're pairing
sure
perfectly
it.
With a voice in my head. Because I'll go home and I'll say all this and Lindsay's like, you have the worst mindset. I'm like, I know
it.
It ruins so much for me.
See, and I always feel like I'm the positive one. Like Dell's always the one that's like, the world is awful, we're all spinning into nothingness. And I'm like, but it's Christmas coming up and it's beautiful.
I find that it's so hard to get into Christmas out here.
It is because of the weather. The
snow.
Weather fricks you up so hard because you're like listening to Melikalikimaka. I never say it right. I always sound
like
a drunk lady.
Yes.
I always sound like a drunk lady saying it, be like, Melikalikimaka. But you listen to that and you're like, it's like sun blazing and you're like, yeah, that makes sense. But then like, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. No, it's not. It really isn't. It's 65 degrees. Like,
But it'll be 65 degrees and I'm like, oh, it's chilly.
See, that's the problem too, is that you're like, turn the heater up. Where are we? What is this? And then when I go back home and it's snow and it's like, oh, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm the asshole that doesn't remotely have a coat for anything. It's just like borrowing your mom's coat, looking real cool.
Are you doing anything for Christmas?
We're actually staying here and then we're going up north. Like my family does the smart thing of like we have to do Christmas after Christmas, because now there's like everyone's married in the bunch, mm-hmm. and like, you know, it's like 17 different Christmases that you have to accommodate. Mm-hmm. So we're just like, oh, we're doing it the week after. We always do it the week after. No one has plans then, so that's what we do. But this year, it's like our first year, me and Del, living together. So I went crazy. Like, I went, like, it looks like an elf. You know, an elf when he wakes up and it's like, I did all this. Like, that's exactly what my house looks like. It's just like, he's like, I'm a little overwhelmed. And he's very Hanukkah. Like, he's so Jewish that he's just like, I don't know what all this is. And I'm just like, it's Christmas, like, every day of my life. So it's literally gotten way overboard.
Oh, so you're celebrating both, though?
Yeah, we did both. So yesterday was the last day of Hanukkah. So we did Hanukkah, okay. And then we did Christmas. We Christmaked, and it was...
Christmaka, of course.
It's really great. It's also, like, nice to, like, hear his version of why Hanukkah is cool. It's, you know, sure, okay. And it works, because you're like, all right, I get it. That's cool. It's really beautiful. It's tradition. It's very, very nice.
I know this is pretty terrible.
No, it's fine.
What is, like, what's the celebration of Hanukkah?
I'm going to botch it so hard. I know it. I am, and people are going to be so mad. But you know what? I'm giving an effort, so get over it. it's the miracle of lights. So it's like they had oil and they were being destroyed, and I'm so botching it right now. I think it was Romans. We'll find out.
Santa was looking for them.
Jesus, not in this story at all, turns out.
Jesus, yeah, he's kind of got an inflated sense of ego, and like there's a lot of exaggeration.
He might not be theirs. It's so terrible. I'm sure I'm going to get out of it too, but I have an open heart and open mind, so back off me. There's like, you know, there was no, the Romans were coming. I'm totally botching that too. I should just Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, I remember
right?
that. Paul Revere was going through there. He's like, the Romans are coming.
The Romans are coming. And then maybe I should do it as a drunk lady so it can kind of make sense. So then there was these people there, and their synagogue had been destroyed. And so the light in the menorah is like the light of God. It can't go out. Like, it shouldn't go out. So they only had oil enough to have one night's worth of oil. And so they were sending everyone across the city and trying to find it. There was no oil anywhere. And so there was no oil until like 8 days later. But the light in the oil lasted 8 days when it should have only lasted one day, and it was the miracle of lights.
There's one, like,
I'm
really
pretty sure
angry,
I botched it.
There's one really angry Jewish dude that was like, no, I just used the right amount of oil to make it last eight days.
He's like,
oh, it's a miracle. You can't give me credit?
No, I did this, Jan. I can do stuff. But yeah, I'm sure there's like, you know, so I botched it super hardcore, but it's like the miracle of lights, and it's like, oh. And then there's also, like, it represents, like, freedom. It represents, like, the freedom from, I'm going to say Mennonites or something. I really should just stop talking. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful tradition. And we hear the story every year from his 98-year-old grandma. And it's really sweet and beautiful. And so I do love it in that sense that it's, like, this beautiful, beautiful thing.
That sounds like this beautiful thing.
And then you light the candles and you say, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. And you do, like, all this beautiful stuff. And then... You know, and then he celebrates Christmas, and I say I do the night before Christmas.
See, I love the idea. I love the idea behind that, because then we're like, oh yeah, and then Christmas, and then the Jesus stuff, but then also this dude that comes down your chimney and eats cookies and gives you presents.
But also that, that part. And now there's like weird Elf on the Shelf stuff. There's weird these.
This is our first year with Elf on the Shelf. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was a thing.
Did you guys do it?
Yeah, but I think we did it 3 days, and then we were just like,
yeah. I mean, he's young at this point now.
Yeah, he's not
like,
finding it.
I don't really care at all. He's like,
he's at a point that I could show him a hardcore horror movie, and he'd be like, what is this?
No, it would layer in there. It'd layer in there
just
pretty
wait.
Good. Oh, yeah, it'd wait. He'd wait for it.
See, that's a general fear I have, because what if he sees some scary movies, and then when he's 19, he's like, oh, I like to wear women's skin.
Like, how old is Trey now?
He's 19 months.
Yeah, it's layering.
God, you know what? I'm just gonna say almost two.
Yeah,
I hate the months.
19
thing.
Months is my favorite in the entire world. He's 700 days.
Here's the thing: I want to say almost two, and then people start judging that his speech isn't further along.
Oh, really?
Like, parents are the most judgmental, crazy people.
Well, no, people are the most judgmental, crazy people. Like, they really are. My niece, she's 4, and she'll still be like kind of talking stuff, and you're like, I don't get it, but her parents understand her, so whatever. But I dated a guy that was like, he said he didn't speak till he was 5.
Whoa.
So, I mean, sure, it worked out great for human interaction later on down the line. As I say, past tense dated. Yeah. But no, it was like, there's, you know, it's all different levels. So, and if he understands everything and if he's bubble guppying, back off, parents. They really are the most judgmental.
Well, I remember that I went to one of my first times taking Trey to the park by myself, and I put him down in the swing and his shirt was a little bit up, and then this woman, just don't know her, came over. She was like, let's lower your shirt so you don't get a little cold there, mister.
Like, and that's not science, you moron.
I'm like, what the fuck are you touching my kid for? But I was like, thanks. I'm just a crazy dad, doesn't know anything about anything.
I do love it. It is a weird thing when you see people. And then, like, I have friends that I see their parenting skills and I'm like, I'm in love with them. And it's like, the kid's kind of a crazy kid and he throws shit and it doesn't, and they don't react about it. And so it's like, well, that's what he's going to do. Like, he's a 2-year-old kid. He's going to throw stuff. And so we're not saying no. We'll say no when he grabs glass. Like, we'll say no when this happens. He's eating dirt. Great. Antibodies. Like, they're kind of cool in that sense that they're just like, that's what it is.
Right.
But there's severe boundaries and, I don't know. It's always fascinating to see. And then you see the opposite, that they're like neurotic beans. And I'm like, kid's a moron.
We were talking about this before we started filming, but today was the first day Lindsay did time out with Trey.
Yeah.
And
I never had
time out. I got slapped.
Yeah.
But that's also, I don't want to perpetuate that.
No.
But it's a whole different world of, I talked to her and she says that timeouts were horrible. Because her mom was disappointed in her. And I'm like,
I mean, maybe that is the way to go, right? Maybe
that seems like it.
It seems like we got spanked. Like, that was never a question. We got spanked. We got wooden spoon spanked. We got, like, there was a wooden spoon and we got smacked with a wooden spoon.
Okay.
But I do remember a vivid memory that I have is my sister was such an aggressive, like, she is, now she's a doctor. So she's like a badass and she's taken over the world because she was so stubborn growing up.
Yeah.
But she, like, was so stubborn. And I remember her being so stubborn with my mom that my mom kept spanking her and she was like, I don't give a shit. And then my mom was just like, tears. And she was just tears. And I was just like, this doesn't seem like, nothing's going on. And my mom was like, like crying, spanking her. And I was like, I don't think this is doing the job you want it to do.
Right.
Like, at all. But timeouts I did have, and timeouts were bad. I do remember timeouts being bad, but spanking was way worse.
Yeah.
Way worse.
My mom was the hitter. My dad was the loud yeller.
The loud yeller is the worst, too. My dad was the disappointed, though. And the disappointed was the worst when it was just like, because he'd just be so disappointed, and you'd be like, I don't know where I fucked up. I'm so sorry. Like,
but yeah, I think that I don't want to go the route of the hitting, because I had a conversation this year where my mom saw these older videos, because I definitely was more vocal about my mommy issues near the beginning of everything.
Sure.
And she called me and the phone call starts with, do you hate me? And I was like, it's
going to
be one of these.
What time is
and
it?
And I'm like, what video did you see? And she explained, and I had to just explain, like, here's the thing. I've had a lot of issues, but I've also reached a point where I invited you to my wedding. I love you. You're my mom. And it's been so long that I can't remember, or I've blocked out most of it.
Sure, sure.
And the reason that I've kept this relationship open is people are people. We're gonna make mistakes. Sometimes we're not gonna make the best decisions. And I know that it would personally break my heart that if I made some of these terrible decisions, if my son didn't want anything to do with me. I was like, so that's why I've left the door open. But I don't want to have to do that. But also, I feel like the kid needs a little bit of
you have
messed
to do
upness,
something.
Right? That's
but
a terrible.
But you know what? I feel like you can say that, but the world will take care of that. Does that make any sense? Like,
are there a bunch of really big comedians that didn't have like a messed up childhood?
Yeah, but you know, like my messed up childhood had nothing to do with my parents.
Right, but
like,
you had somewhat of a trauma.
Yeah, I had like a trauma. I also grew up like being bullied and like, so the world will take care of like.
the world will fuck with your kid.
I know it sounds messed up, but it's like at least like he can come home and be like with my parents, I had that horrible heart problem, but like my mom was always the one that was like, I was like, I want to run and do this. And she was like, you got it, kid. And she'd turn her face and cry and be like, I don't know if she's going to make it. But she never let me see that side of it. Like, they both were like, you got it. Like, I'd be like, higher the swing. And they'd push me and be terrified. But you know what I mean? Like, so you have to have those types of parents at least to come home to, because then there's all the other assholes in the world that will take you out. Like, I was still a fat kid. I was still, you know what I mean? Like, I still got bullied perpetually. Like, I still was very messed up by the world. There's plenty. Like, just have a nice, safe home for him to be like that. Yeah. Like, we're good. You don't need to do it.
Yeah, because I feel like there's no comedian that has a bit where it's like, remember high school, how every day was kind of magical and perfect? And you're just like, what?
Remember when you were the homecoming king and you were like, oh, this is weird? Like, no one has that. No, it's all like, and even I remember being like, I mean, we have a lot of like sketch groups and stuff. And I remember like 5 years ago, I was with this one sketch group and it was all these girls hanging out and we had like a girls' night. And we literally went in the circle, and it's going to get a little dark, and I don't mean this in the dark way, so don't take offense. But it was like every single one of us. It was like, oh, you were touched? Oh, like it was like every single one of us in the circle had a trauma. Mm-hmm. Like it was, and it wasn't like, I was wealthy and blah, blah. No, it was like, you know, like from molestation to rape to like, to like, you know, everything you could think of, like severe trauma to bulimia. There was like a bulimic, I mean, it was like a who's who of nightmares, but also these are like the funniest women I've ever seen in my entire life. And so it was like, not like that's what makes it, but it does forge it in a weird way. I'm just letting you know the world's gonna mess up your kid.
No, I know totally.
That sounds so dark,
well,
but
no, you go that dark. But that's the thing is, I mean, I found this very early in creating videos. Because I used to make, as a like a 20-year-old, 21-year-old guy, I would make rape jokes. I would make whatever jokes. The reason I ended up stopping is you can't fucking say it into a group of anything that's like more than five people because
someone's been affected.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it is insane. And you don't think like, I mean, I'm such a weird, like I'm on such different edges of that because I'm like, there's certain things that are funny and I understand the humor in it. And I don't think you can be super PC about everything because I think that's kind of how you find funny in it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Right. There's been a lot of stuff I've been through that I'm like, no, I had to have people joke about that. Like, that isn't necessary. Like, thank God people are okay with me doing weird dying in front of you, fake dying in front. Like, thank God people were okay with it. It's still so fucked up. I understand, but you have to do that. But it is a weird thing that you look in this group of people. But you're right. I've never seen anyone that's been like, I was homecoming king. Remember when your dad got you that really cool car? Like, no guy. And you can always tell, though, in stand-up, for sure, you could tell that fucking dick that you were like, you're a dick. Like, you come from so much money, you're a dick. Mm-hmm. Like, I hated those guys. It's like, what do you do all day? And they're like, well, a little of this, a little of that. I'm like, who's your funder? Like, who funds you?
Right.
You're not a waiter? Get the fuck out. Like,
yeah.
It was such a weird thing.
I feel like, yeah, especially when you're trying to follow your dream, you should at some point be forced to multitask a real life thing.
A real life thing.
Just so you can survive and then have your passion.
Well, and even like in acting, there's so many things that happen where you see people and you're like, oh, that's how it worked. It worked because you never had to, like, you got to go on 98 auditions because you never had to work a day in your life.
Right.
Like, it's so fascinating that they're like, oh, yeah, I'm just doing acting. I'm like, no, dude. Like, no, you're not. Like, you're getting paid to do it by whatever you found, like, whether or not it's a dude that you sleep with or, like, your parents. And it's such a weird world to be like, work, you asshole. But I feel like it's always going to come back and bite people in the ass.
Really?
Don't
well,
you?
Yeah. I always have that hope that the guy that really enjoyed high school is the guy giving me fries, but that's not always the case.
No, he is, because happened to me in CBS.
Sometimes he's just like, he's one of the rich kids of Instagram, just like, oh, look at these, I got Yeezys today.
Yeah.
Let me put $5,000 on a balloon and just let it go into Central Park.
And you're like, asshole. I mean, give me that balloon. Give me that balloon. But no, there is the weird thing where you realize that, like, that happened to me when I was, like, a couple years back. Someone that was a real asshole in high school, I saw him when I went back home. They were a CVS checkout person, which is not a bad job, but it was one of those things where she was like, saw you on the internet. And I was like, yeah, you did. See you later. And it was just like, enjoy your life. Like, have a great time. I don't need to say anything. I feel like you already know it all.
Yeah.
And you just walked out as I purchased my weird, like, Clue board game.
Oh, no. I've talked about it in the past. I haven't gone to old high school people's Facebooks in a while. I've been very busy.
It's hysterical to do.
Yeah, but it ends up also making me feel like a bad person.
I get that. You know? I get that.
Because, like, at that point, I've held on to something for 10 years.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm like, hey, hey, Ralph, remember that time you said you made out with my girlfriend? What's it like working night shift cleaning up that thing next to other people supporting their family? Oh, now I feel like a terrible person.
No matter what. But also, like, the weird asshole guy that was, like, so beautiful in high school is now, like, just a nightmare. He's like, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, well, you look like you were 40 in high school, so now you look like you're 85.
Did you ever actually go to, like, a reunion or anything?
Never.
I didn't.
I was so proud of myself for not doing
really?
It. Really? Yeah, because it was like, what are you going to do? Like, what? I mean, I don't know. Especially in this industry, it's like, everything you want to know about me, like, Google it. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, it's like, what? You want to know what I'm doing? Google it. It's disgusting, but it can happen.
I don't like the past. I get anxiety thinking of going back to any place in my childhood before I was like 14.
Yeah.
It terrifies me.
Yeah.
It's just memories that I'm like, let's just bulldoze that house.
It's a weird, like, it happens now where do they come back to you, like, certain memories sometimes where you're like, oh my God, I remember that. I remember that house. I remember that. Oh, ghost, come back. Where you're like, oh, that was bad. Like, those are. And they're not all bad memories, but it's a weird thing that you forget so much of your childhood that you're like, oh, like, I repressed that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I repressed it good. But yeah, for as far as, like, any sort of reunion, not going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think I... And even, like, the weird people that, like, they lose a whole bunch of weight for reunions or, like, they go in a fancy car. I'm like, I don't think I'll ever be that person. And I'm so happy I'm not going to be. Like, it doesn't seem like a cool thing at all.
I also just... I didn't exist there. So
people
would be like... Oh, yeah. You were a person that existed.
You're
like, yeah. Okay, bye.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, I'm going to look different. I hope I'm going to look different from, like, pink dreadlocks and weird fake piercings.
Yeah,
and
you have to just kind of look through the internet to see if you've turned into a weirdo or not.
Nine times out of ten.
I don't need you to speak words at me.
You can just show me your kid's dance recital on the internet. That's fine. I'm like...
Share some possibly racist shit on your Facebook.
Yeah, more than likely. Very, very high-right conservative thing where you're like, yeah, you're right. Muslims are all bad. All right. See you later.
The thing is, I end up hating everyone because it'll range from not like your Joe Blow in between Trump supporter. I'm talking like the guy that... was at the Trump rally recently that yelled at the black protester, burn him, and Seagal and that shit, to the ultra super liberal that doesn't know anything about any of the shooting cases, and no matter what.
It's like, this is it, guys, guns, all of them gone. Yeah, like, but it is, like, you have to follow both of them because people, whenever they're like, oh, I'm going to unfriend this, I'm like, no, dude, I have to know what is the other side.
I got to just hold on.
I have to, you know, and I don't know, it sounds crazy, but I have to know what other people are thinking. There's like a couple people that I follow that I'm like, are you serious? Like, are you delusional? But I have to know that they're like, this is what it is. You let one Muslim in and it's going to, you know, like, you need to know that they're like, I'm like, how is Trump a thing? Like, how is that real?
Right.
And they're still like, this is what they think about him. And I'm like,
I think that we've reached a point with, especially when it comes to Trump and specifically PC culture, right?
Yeah.
That's, I think, the fueling, because it's become so politically correct and trying to crucify people for saying stuff that this counter PC culture has existed. I mean, I'm a part of it in a sense of, it pisses me off that I talked about a story where they stopped a free yoga class at a college because it was taking someone's culture for our own. Right. And that was the idea. And so they canceled it.
What?
Craziness.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like the counter PC culture gives people this feeling to be like, hey, it may not be PC to say that those Muslims should be out, but fuck them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
No, it is, because they're so far in one direction or the other, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the problem, is that you're just like, can we find a middle ground on this? Can we? No? All right. Like, it's such a, and people are like, especially with body shaming too, people get so crazy about that and so crazy about everything. And you're just like, can we find some middle of not being not freaking the fuck out on everything?
That's an issue too.
South Park's who I follow. Is that bad?
You know. Well, it was a good season.
It's a great season. I don't know. For them, I'm always so proud of them because I'm like, they say a lot. Now, they go crazy far on some stuff. But at the same time, too, I'm like, yeah, dude, like, that guy's a horrible person.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to be blasted. Or, like, they'll be, like, really hurtful. People got so mad at the Caitlyn Jenner thing. They got so furious about that. And I'm like, we not address the fact that she killed someone? Like, have we not? You know what I mean? It's like they got mad about the Bill Cosby thing. And it's like, no, like, that's the only thing putting it back into the ether that, like, clearly needs to be talked about.
Did you saw that? Did you see that he's suing seven of his accusers now?
Are you serious?
He's suing seven of, only seven of them, which is
only seven. Good. I love, he's like, these seven I didn't touch. Like, is that what it is? Like, wait a minute, not you, these people. Yes.
I was going to cover it. I didn't have enough time today. I believe that they might all be in Massachusetts, so maybe there's a specific law there. I don't know.
There's got to be something, but it also is a weird, whenever you dive deeper, I don't know, I'm a big conspiracy person. I love those, like, mainly because they fascinate me. But also when you dive deeper on certain things, you're like, I don't know, so many settled out of court and so many of this, it's like, you don't settle out of court with something you're not guilty for. Like, you don't, like, unless it's like, oh, I want to protect that. It's like, well, you can't protect yourself from 40 different women saying things, and you can't, you know, I mean, there's so many different things.
It becomes a point of, there are so many people accusing you that it doesn't become a question of, did he? It's like, well, how many women did he?
Well, and it's, I don't know, people got so mad about the Bill Cosby thing, but again, I was like, no, we forgot about that. Like, we put it on the back burner, just like everything else that we do in society. We were talking about it earlier in the thing. It's like, if you want to, like, be a hero, if you want to do, like, be known as a racist or a sexist, it's like, you forget about it the next day. Like,
well, there's so much, because everything's so
much.
Like, Sam Pepper, the tuber, was in the news again recently.
Oh, yeah.
And for most people, they thought he just kind of disappeared and he was gone, but he's still been making videos. It's just people stop caring.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's also like the Nicole Arbour, like, girl, it's like, well, no one cares. And she tries to be this. And I'm like, no one cares about you anymore. Like, that, because you're gone. Like, we didn't care.
Well, she's fascinating to me because she's huge on Facebook.
Huge.
It's crazy, because on YouTube, the community in general is not a big fan.
No.
Right? Because she tries to play off that it's all jokes and there's nothing. Whatever.
Yeah, and she's like, no, you're still saying shit, dude.
And the thing is, like, I understand to a point, like, it's not healthy to be fat.
Yeah.
You know? And I totally get that point. But also, it might also be because it's coming out of her face. And I'm like, do you understand the
really?
Struggle?
Like,
you get it?
Hard time?
Yeah.
Really? Hard time with
I'm
it?
I'm like, have you fluctuated 100
pounds?
Is
that what you are? Yeah? Really? Yeah. No, you couldn't put on your crop top today because you felt bloated? Fuck off. Like, fuck off. Because it is weird. Like, I don't know. I've always struggled with my weight. Like, that has been my journey. It's one of my many journeys in life. But the only thing I struggle with more than my weight is, like, the idea that it defines who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing that you struggle with, is that you're like, this is who, like, this defines me as a better or a worse person. And so the biggest thing I had a problem with her was, like, she kept calling herself a comedian. And I was like, in what world? Like, I know comedians. Like, those are such bad jokes. Like, they're so bad. And then she was like, and I love all the hyper cuts and all the, like, blah, 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 blah.
I think she's another example of the counter PC culture.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people saying you can't say this, and then you get this extreme version claiming to be comedy, and people are like, yes, this girl gets it. And then she feels validated because she'll get a comment from one person that's like, I'm overweight and I support you. And she's like, see, I'm the way. I am the right.
Well, and she's just, I mean, it's just like, again, you're like, you're a moron. You're not a good, like, you're just not a good at jokes. Like, that was my biggest issue. I was like, say what you want to say, I don't give a shit, I don't live your life, but also you're horrible at jokes and I do live that life, so suck it. Like, I know that part, so suck it up.
Do you get offended that she could potentially be listed in, like, a group of funny women?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's more offensive to me than any of the fat shaming thing that she said.
Yeah.
Because I know people that have, like, worked the struggle, and, like, actually a couple of years back, Jenna Marbles, who I adore, she said, because someone listed her in, like, the funniest comedians, and she was so humble about it, and she was like, oh, I'm not a comedian. Like, I haven't hit the streets like comedians do. I haven't done that battle. She was like, don't list me as that. Like, I do weird stuff, and it can sometimes be funny, I guess, but from people. So I loved her, like, so much more in that moment when she was like, I haven't done the battle. Like, I haven't been persecuted against. I haven't done – because that's what you did. Like, I did stand-up for years, and it was like – You fight tooth and nail. You fight backstage. You fight on stage. You fight, like, it's such a battle. So for her to be like, I film myself, then jump cut the shit out of it, and then some asshole thinks it's okay, and to be like, I'm a comedian now. It's like, no, take your shit on the road and then tell me. Like,
yeah, there's definitely a difference between someone that says some stuff that's sometimes funny and being a comedian.
Yeah. Well, 100%. And also just, like, again, put yourself on stage, because people, just like everything else online where it's like, I'm going to call you, like, the F-bomb, like, I'm going to say it online. It's like, you're not going to say that on, like, to no one would you say that to their face. Like, the second she does the fat shaming video on stage and sees, like, a few overweight people in the front row that are crossing their arms and not laughing, or knows that there's dead silence because people are like, I'm not laughing.
Right.
Then it's like, not so funny anymore, is it? Like, it's not... Like, sure, if you want to sell out a thing to all your YouTube fans, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But, like, take it to a fucking comedy store at 10 o'clock on a Friday night. Like, you're going to die.
I don't have the heart for that. I'll do 100% that thing. See? I'm selling it to the people watching.
I get it. But that's what I'm always like. Then you're not a comedian. Like, take it to the streets, man. Like, it ain't going to happen. It's going to be a completely different. Like, your content ain't going to work.
I think that's where we're going to end it.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not ending it because you said that.
Everything is garbage.
Everything is garbage and fake, and I hate everything. No, this was fun.
Good.
Thank you
again. I'm glad. Sorry. Hey, guys, I love the world. I love everyone in it. I am a normally very positive person. I love Pixar. I love Christmas. I love every Hanukkah, everything. What else have I said? Don't like rape jokes, but I understand them. Okay. Oh, see you later.
Bye.